What you needed to do was get in touch with your thoughts of abundance and your thoughts of peace and your thoughts of prosperity within yourself. And then you would begin to see it out pictured in your physical reality. That's what you would do first. You go, okay, then I need to read, and I need to study, and I need to meditate, and I need to do the workbook lessons, and I need to affirm the truth. I would immediately go to work on my consciousness if I believed this was true. Now, when you're listening to the course, you're in another side of your mind for a while. I mean that. When you come in here, you go into another part of your mind. When you leave, you go into another part of your mind. And that part of the mind will go right back to projection, blame, separation, what needs to change out here in order for me to be happy. That's why when many people leave this class, they don't remember what I said. And they'll say to people, you need to come to this class. And they say, well, why? They say, well, you just need to come. Right. Have you ever done that? Yeah. What is it about? Well, you just need to come. Because it's difficult to remember anything you've heard. Even though while you were here, you were totally hearing it. I exist in another part of your mind that you don't normally access.
Yeah. Well, can you just come
along
with me?
Yeah. Well, of course, if you make it worth my while. Now,
CDs are $5.
You know what's so cool about having a real relationship with someone? If it's a real relationship with them, they can be with you all the time without their bodies having to be involved. You know, you know, because I'm an idea. I'm not a body. And so I'm an idea in your mind, and you're an idea. We're all ideas. God is an idea. Everything is an idea. Everything we see is a result of an idea. This microphone is the result of an idea. So what's the realist, the microphone or the idea of the microphone?
The idea.
Absolutely. I could destroy this microphone, but the idea of a microphone would produce another one that I can use next week, provided I got, you know, that much credit left on my card. Now, but you get my point.
Is that the
idea is realer than the physical form. We think the physical form is realer than the idea, and that's the problem that we have with reality.
Yes.
And the truth is, it's the idea of your abundance that will produce abundance. It's the idea of right relationship for you that will produce right relationship. It's the idea of peace that will produce peace. So a conscious being is always investing in the ideas and states of mind that they'd like to experience. And a sleep being is always trying to externally change things and manipulate things without changing their own mind. So how can you tell when you're about to get in bed with someone that's going to be hard? When I say in bed, I don't mean just a physical bed, but in a relationship with someone that's going to give you a whole lot of grief. It's directly related to two things: how much they love themselves and how much they take responsibility for their experience. So you pay close attention when you get close to anybody to see how much responsibility they're taking for their experience, or how much they're talking in terms of everything and everybody around them being the problem and needs to change. Because you will also be lumped into that category the minute you disillusion them also. So don't let your specialness make you think you're different just because temporarily you appear to be their salvation to them. Pay attention. Pay attention. You go to dinner with them, how do they treat the waiter? Not how they treat you. They're putting on the act for you. Their representative is meeting your representative. Okay, and then the representatives are gonna go home later and talk to the real people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So don't if people fall for that all the friggin' time. You know? Mm-hmm. It's like, if I want you, I'm gonna try to impress you. You know? So you really need to pay attention to how I'm showing up as a person and not by how much I'm sweet talking you in whatever way I'm doing it. You know, that's so obvious, but we miss little things like that.
Yes.
And to realize that that person is sitting in front of you ultimately is sitting there in front of you because of your own consciousness. So change your consciousness, change your reality. Change your consciousness, change your reality. Change your consciousness, change your reality. Thoughts do have consequences to the thinker.
Yeah.
And you are powerful, powerful, unlimited, loving, free thinkers.
Thank you.
Thank you for hearing this much
with
me.
Thank you. Awesome being. So we're supposed to appreciate to see each other. Would that be okay?
So, remember me during the love offering.
I will. Yeah.
Boy, I'm telling you, I think that tape today. I mean, I know I want $2.
Whether you realize it or not, Spirit said everything today.
God, yes. I realize it.
Yeah. Spirit said everything. Thank you, Spirit, for using my body. I take every class, and every class is available on CD prepaid for only $5. So you just order it up front by putting your name, the date of the class that you want, and I bring it back the next week. So you can hear this again and again and again and again. Thank you for sharing with me.
Thank you for sharing.
Thank you.
Appreciate that. There's a prosperity class here that David, the minister, does at 7 o'clock. About this, as he does, he just wait and pick the book up. That's not true. But you're equal, and I'm equal, and we're the same, and we're all doing. But I've invested over 25 years of my life in this every day and worked with many, many people. I can save you some time. There are tricks that your mind will play with this material. Take advantage of that. And then on the other hand, why come listen to somebody that you don't trust anyway? Excuse me, sorry. Yes, a little bit of truth flashing. So you're getting ready to go out to the lab, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, here's a thought I'd like you to take with you before you go out. And I think this is a thought that may have slipped by people. There is no decision that you can make.
There's no decision that you can make that your higher self, God, cannot use for you on your behalf. So don't be paralyzed with, what if I make the wrong decision? What if I make the wrong choice? The ones you've decided to go for love, the ones you've decided to go for truth, Spirit is right there with you. It knows we don't know everything at this level of consciousness. So don't be afraid of making mistakes. Mistakes are for correction. You're innocent. Be a happy learner. If you are afraid to make mistakes, you won't ever do anything. So make some mistakes. Yeah, okay, you tried again, that relationship didn't work out. Okay, you learned as much as you could from that person at that time. Move on to the next one. Don't feel like you got to do it perfectly or it's not going to happen for you. Have tolerance for your weakness. Have tolerance for your mistakes. Because now you've asked for help and you're going to win. It's guaranteed. So go out in the lab, make a course,
be with you.
I love you. See you next time.
I saw the most amazing movie last night at Mile High called Celestine Prophecy. And this is going to be up there with What the Bleep.
The movie's better.
It's being shown in special sneak previews, different spiritual communities. Word goes out in April in the theaters. And I do know High Country has it on the 31st at 7, and April 1st at 2 and 7, and April 7th. And it's $10 for tickets. But you can also find out about it at www.thecelesteprophecymovie.com. All the different places. There's a lot of unities that are doing it.
Great.
And other spiritual centers. It's amazing.
Judy, what's my name?
What?